peace, prosperity, and growth. As the 1950s drew to a close, a revolution in American agriculture was in full bloom. Low-cost fertilizers, such as anhydrous ammonia, were widely used to renew the nutrients in exhausted soil. New pesticides and herbicides also led to even greater increases in farm productivity. By 1960, a farmer could produce 60 bushels of corn per acre, compared to only 30 bushels of corn per acre in the late 1940s. By 1961, one farmer could feed 27 people, compared to feeding only 11 people in 1940. Public Law 480, the Food for Peace Program, was created in 1954 to help use the surpluses resulting from the great increases in agricultural productivity. This program authorized the USDA to buy surplus U.S. farm products for distribution to countries struggling to feed their own people. American farmers benefited from the increased exports, while thousands of people in recipient countries were saved from hunger. As fewer people were working on farms in rural America, the federal government began a rural development program to bring together the resources of the USDA, other government agencies, and private enterprise to help diversify rural economies. This program provided more opportunities for job training and promoted the development of business and industry outside of cities.